Rabotai, good morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Behar B'chukotai. As part of the halacha segment of today's SBM Friday Kollel, first of all, thank you, Hakarat Tov, to SBM, a project of UMJCA. Chizkuvim Tzu, Toda Rabba, thank you for hosting and thank you for sponsoring and making the shiur a possibility. So, in general, what we do in Friday Kollel on SBM is that we dissect a sugya somehow related minyanei deyoma. So obviously in today's parasha, there are two mitzvot that come up in Parashat Behar, in the very short parasha of Behar, but there's a lot of mitzvot that come up, especially two very common interpersonal mitzvot, mitzvot ben adam lachavero.
Sorry, Rav, Sif yeah. Aleph?
Aleph Advav.
Aleph Advav, got it.
It should, if it's in the Bahir, it's on the, it's the first page. Mamash, the first page of this.
Mine has it on the right and left, so I'll send both.
Beseder, beseder. So, in this week's parasha, we find two mitzvot, many more, but two very famous mitzvot of Ben Adam Lachavero, which are, Lo tonu ish et achiv, do not oppress each man his brother, and also, Lo tonu ish et amito, do not oppress each man his peer, okay, his friend. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Bavam Si'ah explains, definitely the Gemara explains that this is a reference. Each one of these is talking about something else, two different isurim. One is talking about ona'at mamon, and one is talking about ona'at devarim. Ona'at mamon is financial, monetary oppression. What does it mean, monetary oppression? Ripping someone off. Now, contrary to popular belief, this is a very, very large section in Choshen Mishpat. It starts from Siman Resh Kav Zayin in Choshen Mishpat, the dinim of financial oppression, ripping off, inflation, overpricing, stuff, things of that nature. But it can go both ways. In general, it's the seller who's ripping off the buyer, but sometimes it could be the buyer ripping off the seller. It can work both ways. But that is not what we are going to discuss today. Today we're going to discuss the other mitzvah of Chazak Baruch, Ona'at Devarim, which means oppressing people verbally. Now, what does that mean? What does Ona'at Devarim mean? So if you look in Pirek Vav of Ilchot De'ot, the Rambam explains over there at length what it means. And there's actually an entire section, entire chapter in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Resh Kaf Chet, that discusses Ona'at Devarim. What exactly does it mean? Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Okay. So, Dave, zoom in a little bit. Chazak. Yep. Beautiful. Hashem Yisrael, that's wonderful. Thank you, Dave. Chazak Baruch. So, he says like this. Says Maran, Resh Kafchet, Asur Lehonot Bidvarim. I just want to go through some very, very seemingly simple Shulchan Aruch. A lot of dinim that people don't know, with the Pirushim of the Mifarshim over there, the Sma, maybe the Nitivot. We'll see how it goes. Says Maran, אסור להונות בדברים ולגנוב דעת הבריות ולרמות במקח וממקר. A person is not allowed to verbally oppress others, not to mislead, לגנוב דעת הבריות, steal people's minds. What does it mean to steal people's minds? To mislead people and to act crookedly in buying and selling. Says מרן סעיף א', please listen very carefully, let's read along with me. כשם שהונאה במקח וממקר, just like there is such things as oppression, or ripping people off, or you know, hurting people financially, כך הונאה בדברים. There's also הונאה, there's oppression, verbal oppression as well. How we act with our friends. וגדולה הונאה דברים מהונאת ממון, שזה ניתן להישבון, וזה לא ניתן להישבון. זה בגופו, וזה בממונו. In some ways, הונאת דברים is worse than הונאת ממון, because guess what? הונאת ממון, money can always be returned. Hurt can't be returned. Once you hurt somebody, you can't take that back. Number two, when you oppress somebody financially, you're hurting his money. When you oppress somebody verbally, what are you hurting? You're hurting his body, you're hurting his neshama. That's much worse. And says Maran, this is huge. This is, you know, very, very scary. That's so'ek al una'at devarim na'ana miyad. A person who's verbally oppressed, a person who's hurt, insulted by somebody else, if he screams out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of that, complaining about the person who hurt him, he is immediately answered. Which means you better believe that punishment is right behind. It's a very scary thing. And says the Ramah as follows. ויש אומרים דאין מצווין על הונאת דברים אלא ליראי השם. Some say that הונאת דברים applies only to people who are שומר תורה ומצוות. Why? Remember we said before, which pasuk do we derive the isur of הונאת דברים from? You remember?
Lo tonu ish et amito.
It doesn't say achiv. Achiv is your brother. Your brother is your brother. Amito is what? The Gemara learns out. What's amito? Am she'itecha b'torah uvam mitzvot. Which means what? A member of your nation who observes Torah u'mitzvot like you. That's why there are some opinions that say that onat dvarim, this isur doesn't apply to those who are not shomer Torah u'mitzvot. And now the Nama explains, ומי שמענה את עצמו מותר להונהו. A person who oppresses himself, a person who causes verbal pain to himself, he makes fun of himself, he insults himself, he's, you know, in English it's called masochist. You know what a masochist is? There's a sadist and a masochist. Anybody?
It's somebody who enjoys pain.
Yeah. Sadist is somebody who enjoys inflicting pain on...
Self-inflicting.
So if a person inflicts verbal oppression upon himself, you're allowed to do it to him as well, says the Rama. Let's see the Sma. Seif Katan Aleph. Sma is an acronym for the word, for the letters, Sefer Meirat Einayim. It is a Pirush on Choshen Mishpat, written by Hagaon Rabbi Yosha HaKohen Falk, the author of Prisha Udrisha on the Tur, who is the Talmid Muvhak of Maharshal. Wow. Got it? Now, anyway, so he said, what's the other primary Pirush on Choshen Mishpat besides for the Sma? This page happens not to have it.
Shach?
Not
shach.
The Meirat Einayim?
Shach, the Sifte Kohen. Hagaon Rabbi Yosha Betaya Kohen says the Sma. Kach ona bedvarim, dialfin ala midichtiv, lo tonu ish et amito, v'yareta me'elohecha, v'ile onat mamon, kvar ktiv, v'chitim kiru mimkana amitecha, o kano, miyad amitecha, al tonu ish et achiv. Why does the Torah have to say twice, lo tonu ish et amito? It already said, lo tonu ish et achiv. And what do we say? Obviously, says the Torah, one is for mamon, one is for dvarim. וכתיב בביירת מאלוהיך, לפי שאין דברים הנמסרים ללב, עם כוונתו לעונות. We know that any time the Torah uses the words ביירת מאלוהיך, what is that a reference to? Any time something is concealed, anything that you know in your heart what you be mitkaven, when you say something to somebody, only Hashem knows whether you mean to hurt him or not. So Hashem says, be very careful. Even if in the eyes of people, you're making it, right, you're disguising it maybe not as a hurt, but Hashem knows. Says the next Sma bit, Na'ana miyad, Yalfen ana bagmara midichtiv, Hine Adonai nitzav al chomat anach, Uviyado anach, Ve'anach hu lishon ona'a, Umidichtiv nisav al anach, Mashma, Shemuchan nishmoa, Kadosh Baruch Hu has open ears all the time for those who scream out of oppression. Yeah? It's a big thing. Unlike other punishments, when it comes to other averot, in general, Hashem doesn't punish right away. When it comes to onat dvarim, Hashem already has the whip in his hands. Immediately when the person screams out of his oppression, Hashem strikes. Ela kabiyachol tafas avera deonah biyado la'anosh alea miyad, umizeh amru, kol ha'sha'arim nin'alu, chutz mi'sha'arei onaa. That's why the Gemara says that all gates, once the Beit HaMikdash has been destroyed, all gates are sealed, besides for which gate?
Tears.
Ma'ot.
One says Ma'ot, and this one says Ona'a, oppression. But when a person screams out of oppression, Gimal, Ela li'ir'e Hashem, dedarshu midichtiv lo tonu ish et amito, am she'itecha b'torah v'mitzvot, like I said before, which would mean there's a kula, that if a person is not shomer Torah v'mitzvot, according to this opinion, you are allowed to verbally oppress him. Which means, it's not a mitzvah to verbally oppress him, but it's not an isur. Okay? That's what it comes out over here. Now, ומי שמענה את עצמו מוטל להונהו בנימוקי יוסף בסוף פרק. Dave, can you scroll up a bit?
Up or down, like this?
Up, to the second column of Sma. There you go. סוף פרק הזהב, כתב, דכן איתה במדרש, אוקיי? וסיים בו, דזה נוקרוי עמיתך. ושמעתי מפרשים, די רוצה לומר, what does this mean if somebody oppresses himself, you're allowed to oppress him? What in the world does that mean? Says this ma, ושמעתי מפרשים, די רוצה לומר, אם אחד מענה אותך, גם אתה מותר להונהו. ועצמו די כתב, רוצה לומר, עצמו של זה שמתיר לו המדרש, לחזור להונהו. Some say that it means if somebody oppresses you, you can oppress him back. Some say that's what this means. Says this ma, but that's wrong. That's not true. That's not the pshat of him. ואינו נראה לי, דלשון עצמו, אינו משמקין. דבל אלי ממן, מי שמנה אותך. What does it mean, עצמו? עצמו sounds like what? He oppresses, not me, he oppresses himself. That's what we're saying. Okay, בקיצור, and that's what we were explaining before. טוב, and don't think that if somebody, you know, a lot of עבירות, that's the way it works. He hurt me, he insulted me, I'm going to insult him back. He spoke Lashon Hara about me, I'm going to speak Lashon Hara back. Not only is that Asur, but that's also a transgression of which Isurim along with that?
Taking revenge.
Lo tikom ve lo titon. Right? If you do it because he did it to you, not only is it Asur, you're getting the Isur of Ona'ah, or you're getting the Isur of Lashon Hara, you're also getting the Isurim of Lo tikom ve lo titor, don't harbor a grudge, and don't seek revenge. Let's move on to Seif Bet in Maran. Rabotai, listen very carefully. Tzarich lizaher biyoter be'onat hager, ben begufo, ben bemamono, lefi shuzhar alav bechama mekomot. You know who you have to be extra special not to verbally oppress, not to insult or hurt? Especially Gerim. And the Shulchan Aruch is talking about even in cases, even in kehilot, where Gerim are not necessarily accepted for certain things because of certain takanot, whatever it is, you know, everybody knows which kehilot that are. Those are. Aval mikol makom, does that give you license to hurt them? Chas v'shalom. You want to make a certain takana, which, by the way,
but the takana automatically hurts them.
That there is truth to that. And what's the answer? What's the answer to that? What's the rebuttal to that claim, Danny?
The rebuttal is that for the community itself, it's better. So it's, it outweighs them getting hurt, I guess.
A. And B, because they know about the obvious benefits of it, they should be taking less offense to it. They themselves.
Makes sense.
Okay. There are certain keilot. The Chalabim have such a takana. Machetes.
Why do you need to be nice to these? The concept of Hatim et Ager, in their minds, the people who made the Takana, they're not Ager. So what's the thing for them?
Lo evanti.
According to the people like the Chalabis, like the rabbi just mentioned, that are not considered Gerim.
What do you mean they're not considered? They're not Gerim, they're Jews.
No, we're talking about the people that want to convert. We don't allow them in the Kahal.
No. That's not the Takana of the Chalabis. Forget about that they don't do Gerim. Every among the Chalabim, there's a bunch of different takanot also, but even if a ger becomes a ger somewhere else, many times they don't accept him.
Right.
They don't let him marry into the keilah. They wouldn't give him an aliyah in some places. I don't know, but Dave, by the machetes, it's the same thing. In aliyot, in
just for marriage. Yes. Only if they did it for marriage.
If they did it for, but a ger tzedek?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So even by the Chalabis, they don't even bury the guy in the same cemetery, in the Jewish cemetery.
I don't know exactly all of the nuances.
I've read the thing before. They say we don't accept for marriages, but for other reasons, under halachic reasons, they allow it.
Okay, aval mikol makom. At the end of the day, their takana was done because obviously, you know, I know at least the Chalabim at least when they did it. Because they were afraid, you know, the Chalabim are here among the Sfaradim the longest in the United States than any other kehila of Sfaradim. You know that? Chalabim came to America about 100 years ago. You know that? So everybody knows who Chalabim are?
Syrians.
Bekitzur. So they were here the longest, and they were very, very concerned about intermarriage. And for that reason, they made such takanot. And therefore, over there, whether or not, you know, this is not, you know, not getting into politics, Chalila, everybody knows that Maran Zichrono Livracha even wrote about it, wasn't that big of a fan of such across-the-board takanot. Danny, you knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that, but why? What was his reasoning? Because of this?
Because of this?
Yeah. Where does he write that?
Rabbi, you know, there's a story that even the New York Times has it. They published a report about it. If you Google it, you see it.
He, about what?
Ravadia converted a girl himself, and she wanted to marry a Syrian guy. He came to New York begging them to accept her. They didn't accept her.
And that, I know the case that you're talking about, and Maran Zichrono Livracha was upset about it. He was upset about the situation. Yeah. Anyway, Aval, Mikol Makom,
Again, if you make one exception, then there's going to be a million exceptions.
Correct. And that was, again, that's the disagreement over here, which is fine. But at the end of the day, even for Kehilot that have that, that doesn't give anybody license to go and hurt again, to go and demean them. You know, whatever the takana is, you can't marry into the Kehilah, you can't get an Aliyah. They have to understand that. You don't have to be part of this Kehilah. You can be part of another Kehilah. But at the end of the day, to go demean them as a result of the Kehilah, Zavavadai Shasru, Shachanu says you have to be extra careful. Who else do you have to be extra careful with that the Torah says besides forgetting?
Orphans and widows.
Yatom ve'almana. Yatom ve'almana. A person has to be extra careful. The Torah even says the Shem Yerachim, V'chara api v'arakti etchim, v'ayu nushichim almanot, v'nechim yitomim, Hashem Yerachim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Vayter. There's no smile on this. Gimal. Ay, another very important halacha, rabotai. Listen. צריך להיזהר בהונאת אשתו לפי שדמעתה מסויה, which means person has to be extra careful, you know, not only gerim and not only yatom ve'almana, it hits very close to home. Who else? Person's wife. Why? Women are sensitive creatures. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Even though, ironically, men, the Zohar HaKadosh writes that men were created b'midat ha-chesed. How do we know that? What element were men created from? Was Adam Rishon created from?
From the ground.
From dirt.
Dust.
Dirt, dust is soft. Anashim is midat ha-chesed. Women are midat ha-din. Why? Women were created out of what?
Bone. The earth of Adam.
They were made out of bones. Bones. Very stiff. So women, even according to the Sod, women were created b'midat ha-din. And yet, ironically, women are much more emotional and sensitive beings than men. It's an anomaly. It's one of the pi'ei b'riah. That's why, Rabotai, I'll tell you a story. One time, I told this story to my talmidim already. But
Abba, in our generation, it's ahefech.
Maybe. Yeah. We're not talking about wusses. Anyway, b'kitzur, listen. Aval, how do you say wuss in Farsi? Is there a word for it?
That's probably not a kosher word, Rabbi.
Oh, no. So we're not going to say it. Anyway,
what's the exact definition of ona'a? English.
Oppression.
Yeah.
Oppression. OPPRESSION. So now listen to this, Rabotai. That being said, person has to be very careful. And dim'ata metsuya. You know, people look for segulot for panasa. The Gemara says, Rava told his talmidim. Says, okiru lenashaychu kihechi detit'atru. Says, you want parnasa? Yona, you want parnasa? The Gemara says, what's parnasa?
Take care of your wife, Rabbi.
Not take care. Doesn't say take care. Okiru. What's okiru? Yosef mokir Shabbat. What's that? Respect. Sure, kavod. Honor. Gdula. She's the queen. Queen. That is the makora parnasa. Makora parnasa in the house is Shmirat Shabbat. And Kevod HaIsha. That's the Makor HaParnasa in the house.
Rabbi, we're learning them from Sarah, right?
Correct. Yeah. Person who makes his wife a queen, Zeh Makor HaParnasa. Rabotai, once, I was at, you know, Baruch Hashem, I don't travel much, but when I travel, it's usually, you know, JFK, Tel Aviv, JFK. That's usually the, my common route. I'm not going to tell you my favorite airline. Because we're being recorded. Avan Mikol Makom.
Don't worry, I'm coming.
When I go to check in general, what I do is I try to, I've had experiences, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, especially when you're going to Israel, your bags are overweight. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, they tell you take out or they charge you, you got to buy another bag. It's a whole balagan. Anyway, when they go, in general, this is the, again, it's not being, trying to go with Chokhmat HaNistar, that men are created b'midat ha-chesed. So anytime I go to check-in, I try, in general, to find a man at the check-in counter. I try to wait on a line for a man, because usually the men in general are a little bit, you know, more easygoing, right? You would think with the women, yeah, sensitive. Usually the women, tah. So, b'seder, one time I was online waiting for a man, and then the person who's directing traffic over there on the check-in line, you know, said, okay, next, go over there. And I saw it was a woman. Yeah, well, Aliyah. I said, no, let me stay here. No, next, over there. B'seder, I go. What do you know? My bag was overweight. So, how much? 2-3 pounds on your day. 2-3 pounds, mazah, ze shtiyot ze. Anyway, mikol makom, what happens? The lady says, you're overweight. I said, of course I'm overweight. I'm on a diet. I run. I said, no, your bags are overweight. It says, my bags are overweight. Okay, but said, I saw the thing. How much are you led? You're led
50.
Yeah, 50 pounds. Yeah, 23 kilos. Yeah, 50 pounds. It was 52, 53. No, die, dachila, kazvuti. Says, no, you got to put it onto another bag. I didn't have any other bags. I can't transfer. Okay, Tom, so
you got to take out 3 pounds and put it in your carry-on. That's how we do it, you know.
I know.
No, it's but not... for real, Rabbi, I used to take 3 bags as carry-on.
Rabbi, but how stupid is that? Anyway, it goes on the same plane.
I know, and it's a way to make money. Of course it's stupid. Aval tishmeu tov tov. I told the person, I said, dachilak, you know, have rachmanut, ktsat rachmanut, sensitivity, vizeh. Nothing. Go. Yeah. And when you pay, I took out my credit card. I said, okay, yalla, charge me. No, I can't charge you. Yeah, Danny, they can't charge you. What do you have to do?
You got to go to that person all the way around.
You got to go around to the other counter on the other side of the airport, pay for it, get a receipt, bring it back, have them, it's all...
Rabbi, do curbside. Usually they're much nicer on curbside.
And they have curbside for international?
Yes. And if you if they're not nice, they still charge you right there, so you don't have to go on another line.
Kibalti, toda rabba. So now he said that I did the whole thing. I came back with, you know, I'm trying to keep my cool with a smile on my face. I look at the lady at the check-in. I said, ma'am, I went, as you said, I paid for it. Here's the receipt, vizeh. Thank you very much, vizeh. You know, with a smile, obviously, right? With a smile, yeah? That's the, with the smile at the end. After all was said and done, I got my boarding pass. I look at the, you know, they have a nameplate over here. I look at her nameplate. What was her name? Ze Emet Lamita. My wife was there. Emet.
No. Izeva.
Sarah.
Vashti. I look at her name. Her name was... Mamash. It was... Mamash, this is a story for the record books. Aval, mikol makom. Anyway, we learn from our mistakes. So,
did you look Persian?
Huh?
Did you look Persian?
No. Oh, yeah. So,
she was probably Indian.
Yeah. Anyway, Bikitsur, says the Maran Viter. This is what what's on everybody's mind. Rabotai, listen up. We don't have a lot of time. I want to cover some ground. Ketzad hu ona'at devarim. What are common applications of ona'at devarim? We're talking about verbal oppression. What is verbal oppression? Obviously, you go over to a person and you insult him. You say, you know, you're a fool. That's ona'at devarim. That's not en bezeh shum safek. But now the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down some chidushim from the Gemara. Listen up, Rabotai. Lo yomar lo bekama ata. Sometimes you have people who are not just window shoppers. They go into the store and they say, can I try this on? Can I try that on? How much is this? How much is that? And be'emet, in your mind, you have no, you don't want to buy it all. Sometimes not only do you want to not buy it all, you just want to see the things and get ideas from this guy and then buy it online. Says Maran, ze isur de oraita, a negative Torah prohibition of ona'at devarim. Yeah,
Vayter. Even if you're going to buy it from the same retailer, same store?
That's a different story. Let's say I'm not buying it from the same retailer. I'm going into your store to mooch information, sizes, and models from you.
Even if you do it quietly to yourself, don't say anything?
No. If you just do it to yourself, that's a different story. If you're allowed to walk around and look, when you ask, how much is this? How much is that? Can I try this on? Can I try that on? You're leading the guy on to believe that what?
You're interested.
And that is an Isur Doraita.
But you are interested, just not interested in the high prices.
Efrata.
No.
What if it's a goy?
Oh, we're going to get to there. We're going to get, even when he's a goy, we're going to see soon. Danny, do you know our Mr. Rehanyan?
Esmahani Blah.
Did you get your daily dose of Rehanyan today, Danny? The Kitsur.
Rabbi, does Mr. Rahmani want to sell me a building? Please.
Anyway, so he says like this. Rabotai, listen.
No window shopping buildings either.
היו חמרים מבקשים לקנות תבואה, לא יאמר להם לכו אצל פלוני, והוא יודע שאין לו למכור. If you have a guy who's looking for merchandise, they come to you and say, yeah, I don't have. Go to Rehanyan. He has merchandise. And you know that he doesn't have merchandise, and you send them there anyway. Guess what that is? That is on Advarim again. You're leading them on and wasting their time. That's on Advarim. Vayter. אם היה חברו בעל תשובה, another application. Yona? He's not
there. Yes.
אם היה, yes. Listen to this. We're talking about applications of עונה דברים. אם היה חברו בעל תשובה, לא יאמר לו, זכור מעשיך הראשונים. A person sometimes comes over to בעל תשובה and says, hey, you remember we used to go to the Ruma together and have those big juicy nevela steaks together. You remember that? Isur deoraita. Isur deoraita mamash. To do that.
Yeah, but if he's saying in a negative way, like, unfortunately we did that.
No, fine. That's a different story. We're talking about where you're trying to hurt him. You're trying to hurt him. Don't dig up old skeletons. The guy did teshuvah, move on. Now he says, אם היה בן גרים, לא יאמר לו זכור מעשה אבותיך. Same thing by גרים, even worse. Now here's another one. אם היו, listen carefully. אם היו ייסורים באין עליו, לא יאמר לו כדרך שאמרו חבריו לאיוב, הלא יראתך כסלתך. זכור נא מיהו נקי עבד. Which means that's a pasuk in Eov. When Eov was getting all of those calamities, all of the suffering and the punishment and the death and destruction, Eov had three friends, right? Eliphaz Atemani, Bildad Ashuchi, and Sofar Naamati, right? Anybody ever learn Sefer Iyov? Anyway, but whatever it is, when he was punished, his three friends came to comfort him. And what did they tell him? What did they tell him to comfort him?
Forget about the God, you know, and all that other stuff.
No? You did something wrong.
They told him, well, you know why this is happening to you? Obviously, because you have Avonot and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to get you now. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that is an application of Ona'ad Devarim. When a person's down, when a person's suffering, you don't say that. There's a time and place for everything for Musar. But when a person's down, you don't tell them, well, it's because you do Avirot. That's Ona'ad Devarim. You think that's comforting?
So,
it's not comforting.
When you tell this, not to him, but to somebody else, it's Lashon Hara, not on Advarim.
Correct. But you understand, they were friends, and they meant well. But what is the Gemara and what is the Shulchan Aruch call this kind of speech to your friend? Rabotai, what's the difference between this case that we just said, and Ocheach Tocheach Et Amitecha, giving your friend Musar? Which is mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah. What's the difference? Anybody want to jump in and tell me?
Time and place.
Can you ask the question again, Rabbi?
Time and place.
Down in the distance.
The question is, we just said that an application of Ona'ad Devarim is when a person's suffering, when a person's gotten punished, to go and tell him it's because of your avonot. Like Iyov's friends told him, is Ona'ad Devarim. I'm asking what happened to the mitzvah of rebuking one's friend, which is mitzvah ta'aseh, especially if he's
a
friend.
He has to be ready to hear it. He has to be in a place to hear it.
You're hurting his feelings.
Anytime you give a person musad, you're hurting his feelings.
I mean, it says velo tisa alav chet. That is a continuation of that sentence.
It has to be musar is more constructive. It's not very constructive.
Rabotai, somebody, Joe, you said something before. Joe?
Yeah, that's a time and place. Everything has a time and place, like you said.
Meaning what? Elaborate.
Not, right now, when he's suffering and his pain, it's not time to give someone a rebuke.
That's right. When a person's in his suffering, you don't give him musar then. Then you comfort him. Bezat Hashem, Ye Tov, Ye Chazak. You know, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch by Bikur Cholim. We're not going to have a lot of time for this. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Bikur Cholim, I've watched it happen. People sometimes can act like such fools. It's unbelievable. You know, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you're going to be Mevaker et HaChole, how do you do Bikur Cholim? You go in, Chazak, smile, sing to him, give him Chizuk. What happens if a person goes in to do Bikur Cholim? You stand next to the guy. You start crying. So, you know, we're going to miss you. We're going to... Ma, what are you, crazy? That's Bikur Cholim? Asur la'asot et zeh. If a person knows that he's not going to be able not to cry and not to break down when he goes to do Bikur Cholim, he shouldn't go. He should not go. That's not Bikur Cholim. That's Harigat Cholim. What are you doing to the Chole? What are you doing to the patient?
You put him on more depression.
You're killing him. You want to do Bikur Cholim, Avi. You go to do Bikur Cholim, Ata Oselo. You go, Bemet, let's say you go visit a guy in the hospital. What are you telling him?
Give him a smile, so everything's going to be okay. But the other side,
as crazy,
kizuk.
As lost as the case seems, you know, I've done it myself, gone to, and Mamash gives people chizuk. Tell them, don't worry. He says, look at me. I'm almost gone. You know, there's nothing left of me. You tell him, no, Mapitom, look, you look great. You're going to get out of it. You're going to run out of here. You're going to dance at your children's chatuna. You know what that does for a person? You know what that does
even
for
a person? Even if it's a lie, even though it's against any recommendations, any prognosis, anything else.
Ma echpat li? Yesh lanu Hashem echad ushmo echad. Hayipale me Hashem davar, doctor?
Rabbi, never. The guy in the deathbed, I mean, it's just maybe he have 2 weeks, 1 week left. You still the same thing?
Hayipale me Hashem davar? Hayipale me Hashem davar? That's
when he's supposed to be coming to the last rite. That's
something else. When he's already goses and he's going over there, right? You have to be intelligent about it. If a person's already mamash goses, which means he's on his deathbed and he's going, so you don't, you don't need vidui and you don't need, you know, Shema Yisrael, v'zeh, yeah, it's good, let's go dance. Don't be an idiot either, right? You have to give him, you know, give him vidui, Shema Yisrael, all of those things. But in terms of regular Bikur Cholim, that's also an application of Onat Dvarim. Vayter, he says, Maran, Im nish'ala she'ela al dvar chokhmah, lo yomar lemi she'eno yodea otah chokhmah, ma tashiv bedvar zeh, v'chein kol kayotze bedvarim enu. Another thing, Rabotai. Sometimes you're sitting with people and there's whatever it is, whether it's Torah or other things, and there's a question. There's a good question, whether it's a question about Torah or a question about science or a question about anything, history. And then let's say you're the leader of the conversation, or even if you're not the leader of the conversation, and you call on somebody that you know is not going to have the answer. You say, Ploni, what do you have to say? What's the answer to this question? And you know he's not going to have the question. Ma'asitelo. You heard him. You set him up for a fall. That's called putting him on the spot. Asula asot kacha. Rabotai, you have to understand, sometimes in the context of Arash Yurim, I call on people, whatever, it's only in a loving way. Chanina, not to put anybody on the spot, and it's understood. Everybody understands that, right? It's done out of ahava, not to chalila put anybody on the spot ever. Now, next Maran, I want to cover maybe two more. Yizahir, this is another very important halakha, Rabotai. Please, the Gemara brings this down as well. Yizahir shelo lechanot shem ra'a lachavero. Afal pishu ragil ba'ota kinui, im kavanato levayesho asur. Person has to be very careful not to call his friend a bad nickname. People say all nicknames are asur. That's wrong. If a person's name is Yosef and his nickname is Yossi, there's no isur to that. The isur of mechane shem lachavero, of giving your friend a nickname or calling your friend by a nickname, is when it's Shim Ra. Even if what? I'll give you an example. I know somebody, a relative of mine, somebody very close to myself. He grew up being heavy. And all of his friends in school, until this very day, the nickname they gave him in Israel was Shamin Fetzo. And he knows that it's being said out of love, and people just, and he's used to it. He's used to his friends calling him Shamin. What's the halacha, Rabotai?
Asur.
Gehinam, Gehinam.
Not Gehinam, Gehinam. Yeah? Why? Zim, that's mamash the isur, even if he's used to it and he knows it's playful, whatever, it's being done. Anytime you call somebody fat, even if it's done in jest, what's your kavanah? Your kavanah is to point out a fault of his.
Right? If you call him a kidbik, it's the same thing.
A who?
Kidbik.
What's that?
It's, you know, army people had this sack when they
always... Oh, kidbik, yeah, like a backpack?
Yeah.
Why would you call somebody a backpack?
Because he's bloated.
So call him a fridge.
It's better? Rabbi, is it better?
That's channel.
What about satire?
You said like what?
Was really tall. You call him tiny. As a joke.
Say that. It has to be Shimra.
Rabbi, Tanaim had the nicknames. Tanaim had nicknames.
The Chavot Yair discusses it. That's true. The Chavot Yair discusses
it. Even if you ask him and he says, I'm fine with it.
It's Shimra. He says, Maran says Mithorash, Tzakel, Af al pi shehu ragil be'oto kinnui.
No, what if you like ask him and you tell him, oh, are you actually okay with this? Can I keep calling you this? And
imagine, says, yeah, Dave, imagine I call you David. David Israel, Lom Shanim. Say, don't call me David. Call me Hamor. Mata yeah. Say, what's the halacha, be'emet?
Asur.
Is it even? No, but I want to be called that. Lom shanim, ah. You're a balabait on yourself. You're not a balabait on your name. Who's a balabait on your name?
Avishta.
And your parents, right?
Kvod Rav, isn't this an example of being me'aneh tatzmo?
Could be. It's possible. But shimra lachavet, it's possible. I'm not saying that it's 100% asur. But it sounds like it's not mutar. Again, ze anim supak. You know people like that, Adam?
No, but
ze beemet. If you have people like that, beemet tzarich likro lo chamor because he's beemet chamor. Anyway, aval now says like this. One more halacha in Maran, and we'll move on to Parsha. Asur leramot adam bemekach umemkar lignov da'atam. You can't mislead people. Misleading is also part of the isur of anad varim. Kegon, in yesh mum b'mekho tzarich lehodi'o lelokeach. Ve'af imu akum. If there's something wrong with an item that you're selling, you got to reveal that to the buyer. You hear what I'm saying? You got to tell him. You can't cover it up. Yeah? Ve'af imu akum. Lo imkol lo basar nevela b'cheskat shechuta. Even if it's a goy, goyim don't need to keep kosher. Can you sell goy meat under the guise that it's glatt kosher? When it's treif? Even though he's allowed to eat treif. Nevertheless, it's nevad da'at asur. Ve'af lignov da'at abriyot bedvarim shemar'e she'oseh bishvilo ve'eno oseh asur. Ketzad, Rabotai, I beg you listen to this and you tell me a name for this. Adam, you there? Voila. Anyway, he says, listen to this. Ketzad. Lo yesarhev b'chavero she'is'od imo v'hu yodeya she'eno so'ed v'lo yarbelo b'takrovet v'hu yodeya she'eno mekabel. Which means, don't incessantly ask your friend, come eat by my house, please, tfaddal, b'farmayin, come. And you know this guy will not come. You know this guy doesn't leave his house. And you just constantly keep on coming and say, no, oh, please, Fadal, bo, come, please. Maze.
Baruch. Rabbi, this, we have a lot of Persians in here.
Yeah, Rabbi, but that's not fair statement.
One second. Says Maran, that is Asur. That kind of Tarof is Ona'at Dvarim. It's, why is it Ona'at Dvarim? It's Gnevat Da'at. You're making him seem like you really want it, and you know he's not going
to
come.
All right, you know the funny part is he's going to get insulted if you don't do it to him.
That's a different thing. Now, I want to tell you.
But if you're sincere.
Even if you're sincere, but you know the nature of the person that you're asking, that under no circumstances will he acquiesce, What are you doing? It's fake. Even if you're sincere. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the Sma and the Netivot bring down, Netivot and Mishpat bring down, that this only applies, this Ta'aruf is only Asur when it's done more than what is accepted by local etiquette. Which means, local etiquette says that what? That it's considered Derech Eretz to ask him, even if you know he's not going to come. As long as you're sincere, you ask him once or twice, that's Mutar. More than once or twice, it's considered Gnevat Da'at. Rabotai, listen to this. Now, I ask you, what is local etiquette with regards to Ta'aruf?
Rabbi.
1 second. Cultural etiquette with regards to Ta'aruf is what?
Rabbi, when you say this,
depends how old the person is.
Ta'aruf changes with age?
The older you are, the harder you push a little bit.
Uh-huh. So, when it's out of the realm of normalcy for that place, that's when it becomes Gneva Da'at. You understand, Alakha? Which means if local ta'aruf is, even if you know the guy's not going to come, local ta'aruf customs that everybody follows are to ask the guy to invite him 50 times, that'll be mutar. 51 is already Gneva Da'at. That's pshat. Okay? Yona, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, is this goes like, let's say Shabbat, I invited him this week. Next week, again. Is that what you're talking about? Or one thing at 50 times?
L'chaura, it can be both, really. But it's really talking about, in general, the same. Come. Says, no, I'm good. Thank you. Come. Please come. I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know? Come. And you keep pushing. What are you pushing? Zeh daima speak. Ritzono shel adam zeh kevodo. You want to honor a person? Yona, honoring a person doesn't necessarily mean inviting him to your house. Even if he doesn't come, what's the ultimate honor that you can afford a person? You know what it is?
Burnt rice.
Oh, come on.
What is it, Rabbi? What is it?
Sandak, yeah, okay, no. The ultimate kavod is ritzono, what he wants. He doesn't want to come, leave him alone. That's his kavod.
Oh, got it.
You understand? Okay, Rabotai. So that is, these are just some examples, mamash, everyday things. He could be transgressing isurim hamurim me'od. So I'm just bringing this to for myself, and everybody can, you know, can listen on as well. Yeah, Eddie, the chavo.
Very common example of what you just mentioned is sending out wedding invites to people that you know they won't come. They can't make, whether they're overseas or you just know they won't come. How does...
Two reasons why that is heter gamur. Anybody want to jump in?
Yeah, because it's a catch 22. If you don't invite him, it's one problem. If you invite him, why? What do I need? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I was looking for two other reasons. Anybody want to jump in and give two other reasons why that's heter gamur?
Can you repeat the question? Please repeat the question.
If you send sending a wedding invitation or any other simcha invitation to a person that you know cannot or will not come, on advarim gnevat da'at or not?
One's kavod.
Okay, which means that by sending him an invitation, you're giving him kavod. You're saying, I would love for you to, I know you can't or won't come, but I would love for you to be here. And what's the second thing? If you send him 50 invitations in the mail, one day after another, and you know that he can't come, he won't come, that might be gnevada. But to send one invitation, is that socially acceptable to send one invitation to people that you know might not come? Yes.
Yeah.
It's acceptable. And therefore, it can't be onat. It can't be onat dvarim. Okay, Rabotai, we'll stop with this, and we'll move on. I'm just stopping the recording.